Kevin Cole with you. I'm in the performance space with Acapulco Lips. Welcome to KEXP.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
it
hello.
It is great having you here. I love the debut full length and perfect for a Friday afternoon. So how about launching into a couple tracks and then we'll catch up.
All right.
Yeah.
Acapulco Lips rocking the world here on the afternoon show on KEXP. Got to Know and Shoes On, both from the debut full length that came out a couple months ago. And Maria Juarez, vocals, bass, Christopher Garland on guitar and vocals, and Jordan Adams on drums. Welcome again to KEXP.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So the debut is like really fully formed and sounds awesome. And I think to a lot of people, you guys just sort of suddenly showed up and are new to the scene. But you had an EP out like 3 years ago or so, right?
Yeah, we've done a lot of just like recording and self-release stuff. I mean, we've been a band for almost 4 years now. So, and just kind of playing around.
How did you guys come together? What?
I found Christopher on Craigslist. Yeah, I put out a Craigslist ad. I wanted to play, and I wrote some songs, and yeah.
In the ad, did you mention like a couple random bands, like wanting to sound like?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I was like Ronettes, The Music Machine,
13th Floor Elevators.
Yeah,
nice.
Electric Prunes.
Yeah, I think definitely like just kind of an aim of mixing girl group with like 60s garage and pop stuff, like kind of having it be like a little bit, I don't know, fuzzy, but also like with pop.
Yeah, it works perfect. Christopher, cool. What were you doing at that time?
Just kind of working. I have a day job that I was kind of doing. And
spending a lot of time on Craigslist.
Yeah, you know, yeah, looking for people to play with. And fortunately, I met Maria and just was looking to like play some music. And
cool. And, yeah. And Maria, you'd moved up here from Austin, right?
Yeah.
Like right before that?
Like probably like 2 years before that. And I just kind of like wanted to check it out here. I'd been on tour here with other bands and I like the people here. And
yeah. Which bands were you playing with?
That was like Urgencies, The Winks, just like kind of like garagey punk bands in Austin. Yeah.
So you parked Seattle as a good place to,
here in Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh really?
I love like the music scene and just like people are pretty, pretty cool.
Sweet. So I saw a list of 10 of your favorite Seattle bands that also included things like The Ventures and Paul Revere and the Raiders. I shouldn't say Seattle, Pacific Northwest bands.
Right.
And Sonics. How did you come to find and discover those bands?
Huh.
Have they always been kind of part of your musical background?
I feel like a lot of stuff like that. Like I discovered like kind of like backtracking. Like I feel like a huge thing to me was hearing the Ramones for the first time. And then discovering that like a lot of the thing like, that they did so many covers, you know, and then like going back to like, oh, wow, this is a cover of this and I love it. And then just kind of like figuring out that that's like what I'm super into.
Right.
And Christopher like grew up on.
Yeah. My parents raised me on that music. So, yeah.
Lucky you.
I know. I had it pretty.
You didn't revolt lucky. Against it.
No, not at all. It's made me what I am today. So, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, it's amazing how sort of life-changing the Ramones have been for so many people, right?
Totally.
For me personally, when I heard the debut album, I immediately sold my record collection, which I regret now. I had all this kind of prog rock from the 70s. It's probably really cool now and super valuable, but I was like, oh, you know. It's like I discovered what I'd been, you know, missing, searching for so long.
Totally.
There's an undercurrent of surf sound. Do any of you actually surf?
No, I have a hard time walking most of the time. So
I'm afraid of water, so.
I got up on a surfboard once, or twice, for about 3 seconds each time.
Well, that's pretty good for the first time, I think.
I feel like I'd be down just to watch people surf. That's
yeah, just ocean. Hanging out on the beach.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Next to a surfboard.
Have a cool. Beach party, yeah.
Acapulco Lips here live on the afternoon show, and a couple cool gigs coming up. You're playing Timber.
Yeah.
That is happening July 15th. That's always super fun. And that'll be fun and probably won't be as hot as the Hood to Hood Day West Seattle celebration.
That was hot, man.
You guys sounded great.
Thank you.
What was it like playing on one of like the hottest days, like full-on exposure?
It was my birthday and I was super hungover. So it was super fun. I feel like I completely forgot about the heat until after we were done. Right. And then it was like, okay, now we can all go die.
Well, a couple outdoor shows coming up. So the Timber Music Festival show, Friday, July 15th. And then you're playing our first concert at the Mural Show this year. Four consecutive Fridays, free shows. They're really iconic. You know, Mural Amphitheater, Base of the Space Needle, Friday evenings.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah.
That'll be super fun. And I think Thermals are on that bill. And Mommy Long Legs. So the debut album is the first on Kill Room Records. Kill Room Records, a label started by Troy Nelson, KXP DJ, and Ben Jenkins. How did that happen? Were you like, had you recorded demos that you were shopping, or did they come to you?
We had somebody, Alejandro Shuza, that approached us at a show like maybe like a year before that. And he said, if the only reason you don't have music out is because of like money being an obstacle, I'll step in and I'll put out your record. Just get it done. I'll put it out. And
it's cool to have that kind of support.
Yeah.
Right?
So he totally like we were super motivated by that offer. And we wrote a bunch of new songs and we recorded them ourselves. And then we had it all ready to go, and then Troy and Ben approached us and told us their idea, and we were just like, wow, this sounds really cool. And we talked to Alejandro, and he's like, you guys do that. Like, that sounds perfect. And so it was already recorded and pretty much ready to go.
Very cool.
Perfect, just great timing and great dudes.
It's a great-sounding album. How about a couple more songs from it?
All right, cool. Sure.
We'll be right back. Got to get that reverb crash in there.
All the reverb.
The sun-drenched surf garage rock sounds of Acapulco-Lips here on the afternoon show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, two songs from the debut full-length again came out a couple months ago, My Time and Awkward Waltz. And I forgot to mention a couple other shows. Oh, yeah. Vinyl version here.
That's for you.
For all of you.
Yeah, we got that for you.
Watching
thank
on
you.
Video. Yeah, thank you. I forgot to mention a couple other shows. You guys are going to be super busy.
Yeah, we're getting to do a bunch of cool stuff this summer.
So you're doing West Seattle Summerfest next week.
Yep, next week.
On Friday. The lineup is great for that. That's free, so people should come on down for that. Timber the following weekend, then the Capitol Hill Block Party the weekend after that, and then the concert at the Mural Amphitheater show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So lots going on with Acapulco-Lips.
Totally.
Maria, Christopher, Jordan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Huge thanks to Jim, Justin, Alia, Melissa for helping out here in the performance space and the recording video and photographs that we'll have up on the website soon. Kevin Suggs on sound, Mitch and Milton on hospitality, and thanks to all the donors that make in studios like this possible.
This place is so rad. Like, that's amazing.
It is amazing. Thank you so much for being a part of it and for making music.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Afternoon Show, KEXP.